I'm joined by Kay's centre-back Adam Thompson after this afternoon's 1-1 draw at Folkestone. Adam, what's the consensus in the dressing room tonight? 2 points dropped or a point gained?
Definitely 2 points dropped, I think. We had loads of chances in the second half. We've got to stick our chances away because other teams are scoring, like I said, 7-8 goals. And we managed to just scrape a one at home. Not good enough.
It was a much better second half performance, though. What did Dow say at half time?
He just said we got up the tempo. We were sloppy in the first half. Loose passes. Unlucky with a goal. Well, I thought he was, but just set up the tempo and we did that in the second half.
In the first half, I asked Douse the same question. He didn't want to comment. The referee appeared to give us a penalty, pointed to the spot, got surrounded by Folkestone players and then changed his mind. What was your take on that?
He bottled it 100%. Was there, he gave it, awarded it to us and somehow said it to change his opinion on it, which was a complete shock. Their players went mad because he'd awarded a penalty. They wasn't claiming a free kick. And then he's giving it the other way. I haven't got a clue.
What changed his opinion, do you think? Was it the player's reaction or did he speak to the linesman? Or
he definitely didn't speak to the linesman because he didn't go over there, but I have no idea. I just think he bottled it, which you can't do. If you give it, he's got to give it. So, poor.
James Dryden's been a prolific scorer the last few years, wherever he's been. How tough an opponent was he today?
Better be careful here. I don't think he was the hardest person I've ever played with. He was quite quiet. I think me and Max dealt with him quite well.
And you're suspended for the next few games. How frustrating is that going to be, sitting those out?
Well, it's only my second suspension ever. To get five bookings is quite a shock to me because I've never done that before in a season. It's normally just been red cards. But, well, if he's going to come in, he'll do a good job. And if he does well, I guess I'll have to try and get back in.
Yeah, that's the thing this year. The strength of the squad seems so good that when players do miss out and other people come in and do well, like, it is difficult to get back in, as Wayne Finney himself has found. Does that worry you at all?
A bit, if I'm honest. They played Fringe Lads and that played on Tuesday. We all came down to watch and they won 6-0, kept the clean sheet, scored goals. So if they get their chance, they deserve to stay in, I reckon.
Liam Collins arrived, rejoined Kays last week. What does he bring to the squad?
Oh, his quality. He's got on the ball, always wants the ball in midfield, which is what we needed. To be honest, he always wants the ball, always wants to play, plays fast. Really good player, I played with him last season and just carries, just continued. He's really good for this level.
And out of the emerging pack, who do you think is going to challenge at the top of the table? Like you said, Dulwich and Cray both won by a clear 7 goals this afternoon. Who do you think is going to be up there at the end of the season?
Excuse me, can I just put in? Can I get somebody else out there who can just head it and kick it and keep kicking the ball off the ground like this silly idiot? Cheers.
Yeah, there's your manager there. Fill me with confidence.
To be fair, I don't really know who's around us. I know Wervin are, and Folkestone are, I think we're fifth today. I don't really look at the table to know how anyone else is doing.
I guess it doesn't really matter as long as we keep winning our games, and what goes on behind us is irrelevant, really.
Exactly, when we're so far ahead, all we have to do is concentrate on ourselves and winning games like today, which we should have done, is only going to put pressure on the people underneath us. Better than they're catching us, than we're chasing, but at the same time, we've got to take our chances when they come our way.